This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, you should know that by heart now. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being engaged, being just you know, having part of the conversation. The man, there is so much happening in the news today. I mean, and the same stuff that we're hearing over and over and over and over again. How the IRS now, I mean, the House Democrats now want 6 years of President Trump's tax returns. I mean, these guys are scraping the bottom. They are rabid. They're gonna fight. He's bad. He's doing something wrong, and we're gonna find it. If we have to make it up, we're gonna find out what he's doing wrong, or what we think he's doing wrong, or what we perceive he's, or we're gonna make up that he's doing wrong. We're gonna find it. That's exactly what they're doing. This is hilarious. I mean, it's sad, it's sick, and it's scary, but it's still hilarious. They are that sick. They can't get past this. I mean, my God. They're like the high school couple, right? The girl breaks up with the boy. He can't accept it. He's chasing her all around the place. That's what's going on. And even the people around him, like Podesta and other ones, have accepted Mueller's report. Right? Creepy Joe. Some more accusations. Now, when you think about it, are we surprised? I'm not surprised. Are you surprised? But seriously, it's interesting how everybody on the left is covering for Joe. Now, look, let's get this out of the way. You're innocent. See, on the right, we believe this. You're innocent until proven guilty. Right? That's simple. In my mind, we don't. I mean, we've seen pictures of Joe. We've seen what he does, what he's capable of doing, what he keeps doing. But he's still innocent till proven guilty. Come on, you either believe that or you don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, gained a little of their own medicine. Isn't that great? That civil rights group, right, they're suffering from systematic culture of racism and sexism. That's according to their staffers. Not Joe Messina, their staffers. It's about time somebody came forward with this. You don't can the founder of the company, in essence, because nothing's wrong. Right? They've been accused of racism, sexism by some staffers. Some employees at the Southern Poverty Law Center say the legendary civil rights nonprofit group suffers from a systematic culture of racism in the workplace. Right?
Wow.
Right? They've been on the front line of the fight against racial inequality justice in the United States since 1971. No, they've run under the cover of fighting for inequality and justice in the United States. Now they're out in front. Allegations flying all over the place at how they treated minorities and females. Now, the claims have been followed by changes in its leadership. So you don't make changes at the very top if nothing's wrong. You fight them, right? Now, CNN spoke with the three current employees of the organization who talked on condition of anonymity. Now, you know, I hate that. Right? They're worried about retribution. I understand that. It was one of those employees who cited the systematic problems with the racism and sexism. And a second employee agreed with the assessment. Now, the Alabama-based activist group is nationally known for tracking civil rights abuses. They're known, right, for tracking what they perceive to be civil rights abuses and hate crimes. I mean, when you mark Franklin Graham or Graham Ministries, what have you, as a hate group, you have some mental issues. The group established itself as a crusading force for fighting racism, exposing extremist groups, and taking many cases pro bono. A famed civil rights activist, the late Julian Bond, was the group's very first president. Michelle Obama, Chief of Staff Tina Chen, will lead a review of the workplace culture. You know, I love this stuff. I really do. Because, I mean, at some point in time, somebody's going to have to step up. Somebody's going to have to do something here to really, these groups, these organizations, and there's a lot of them. This isn't the only one. To really pull the sheets back, pull the covers back, whatever to call it, on these organizations. One of the people spoke to CNN. Now remember, they spoke to CNN, right? Wouldn't speak to Fox. They say the organization suffers from pervasive racist culture. Right? In an environment in which a woman is not seen or heard, she also said that qualified African-American employees were regularly passed over for promotions, including one African-American colleague she describes as brilliant. She said that my boss tends to only hire white folks. You know, I love this. Again, CNN does all these investigative reports. I wonder what will come out of this. I wonder eventually what CNN will do with these people. Probably nothing. The employee described the current upheaval at SPLC as a revolution against the organization's leadership. The employees have had it. Tired of seeing the pervasive culture exist. Nobody challenges it. Right? The group, they fired co-founder Morris Dees. So you know this thing goes deep. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. Tonight, going to be a smorgasbord of stories. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now. now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much going on up there, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Now, remember I told you, right, the first one to, no, what was it last night? The first one to buy the mug was going to get something special. So a package went out today to Robert Patrick. He bought the coffee mug, and he got a whole bunch of goodies coming his way. No candy, because, you know, when it goes through a UPS truck somehow, candy seems to melt all over everything. Probably not a good thing to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. AOC, just I love saying those letters, because you know what's going to happen after that. guess what she did now? Now, AOC, again, she's out of the game. You got to love this woman. You really do. She apparently has decided that if we don't deal with the new Green Deal, it's going to be worse than 9/11. But listen to it for yourself. I don't want you to take my word for it because, you know, I get things wrong on a regular basis.
Of September 11, 2001, thousands of Americans died in the largest terrorist attack on U.S. soil. And our national response...
Oh, come on.
Whether we agree with it or not, our national response was to go to war in one, then eventually two countries. 3,000 Americans died in Puerto Rico in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. Where is our response?
We need to attack Mother Nature. That's all there is to it. Okay? On every continent there is. That's what we have to do. Is she serious? You know, the bad part about it, she sounds like she really has a clue, and she has none. What does she think is going to change overnight? Secondly, what do you do with all the other nations on the planet who refuse to get in line? Do the Dems really understand? Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't make it worse. I'm not saying that we shouldn't make it try. And as a Christian, I got to tell you something. I believe in taking care of God's stuff. I believe we should take care of the stuff that God gives us. I don't have a problem with that. Now, not to the detriment of human beings, mind you. But even so, it's like, does she see the bigger picture? Is it? We have to totally clean up our act. We'll get rid of the oil. Not a problem. We'll stop making fuel here. We'll stop burning coal. We'll just let every other country on the planet do it. You think they're going to stop? Or she really believes this? And then the whole thing of the 12 years. I just love that. They don't do their homework. They just take what somebody says to them and they run with it. Now, there's two people doing this. One is Ayanna Presley out of Massachusetts. And then Ocasio-Cortez, right, out of New York. Right, and they are going after their own party. They're going after their own party members, suggesting they're going to get them out of office if they don't smarten up, if they don't get in line, if they don't come on board. I love it. I think it's great. She's got them petrified. And that's what you get for letting people like her in. The cause has been promoted and cheered by allies on the left, exposing new tensions between the Democrat establishment and outspoken liberal wing that's led by Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, God bless America. You know Pelosi's just slamming her head against the floor, trying to figure out what to do with her, right? So, yeah, and if we only, a good point in the chat room, if we only have 12 years left, drink it up. Go for it. I want a 24-cylinder engine that blows gas and smoke like nobody else's business. You can't turn around. Look it. If anybody who believes that we've done this much damage to the atmosphere in a couple of hundred years that we've had, you know, not even a couple of hundred years. I mean, think about this. Cars and such, how long have they been around? We're supposed to believe the planet's had billions of years. It's had all kinds of, throw-ups by volcanoes all across the planet. And somehow, our use of electricity, our cars that we've used, all this stuff that we've used over the last 150, 200 years max... Now, I'm not talking about cars now. Don't be stupid. Somehow, the damage we've done in 150 years, give or take, is going to bring this earth crashing to a halt. Now, that is just some kind of stupid, don't you think? Justice Democrats, the group that boosted Ocasio-Cortez primarily last year, has blanketed its Twitter feed with shout-outs to the two freshmen. Well, its director, Alexandra Rojas, he's doing the same thing. They accused the DCCCC of being afraid of Presley and AOC. I would love this stuff. I've had people accuse me, you know, I pick on AOC because I'm afraid of her. I'm amazed by her brilliance. No. The brilliance from a lack of understanding of how the world works. I don't mean how politics work. I mean the world as a whole. We're done in 12 years. The same group also thanked Representative Ro Khanna of California for taking a stand against the BCCC decision, citing an Intercept story in which the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus condemned the move, saying the new policy stifles competition and blackballs any consultant who works for a challenger. You know, what do they think this is going to do for them? Remember, Hillary said she was going to kill the coal industry. The dirty, terrible coal industry. Actually, she didn't have to kill it. She just had to bury it. Obama killed it. The tensions exploded publicly when Ocasio-Cortez tweeted Saturday that the BCC's new rule to blacklist and boycott anyone who does business with primary challengers is extremely divisive and harmful to the party. Because what Cortez is doing is not, right? She's going to primary anybody that's get behind her Green Deal. So I say as a Republican, don't fight her. Let her go. She's doing all the work for us. She's keeping Pelosi busy all by her onesies, isn't she? Presley upset a 20-year incumbent, Michael Capuano, tweeted Saturday a lengthy thread offering her view that the DCCC policy risks hurting women and people of color. How? Shouldn't the best person for this? Why do we care whether somebody's a female? Why do we care if somebody's a person of color? Shouldn't we care that that person represents the area they're supposed to represent? Shouldn't we care they're going to do a good job? Shouldn't we care they have more brain cells than AOC? Just saying. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Hey, if you're trying to come to California, you want to come to California, thinking to build your own house? The same house costs $500K more to build in California than Texas. Looking pretty good, don't you think? We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from a pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is on damage control ahead of an expected run for the presidency on mounting allegations that he's touched women inappropriately. There was no apologies and also no specific responses to the recent allegations. But Biden does acknowledge that social norms have changed when it comes to personal space. In his video, Biden says, yes, he has touched people.
I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulder.
But Biden says that was to create what he calls a human connection. He does say he understands actions like this have made some people uncomfortable. He adds, I will be more mindful and respectful. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 39 points, the NASDAQ up 46, and the S&P 500 up 6. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You listen to Real Tonight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that we're spending together on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being a part of the conversation. You know, to be the gift that keeps on giving, right? Ocasio Cortez. I would love that. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate. Look, send me an email. Some of you send me an email, capital TRS in the subject line. Let me know that you are, by the way, for those of you a little slow, that's the real side. It just lets me know that it's a listener, that you've been paying attention, and I simply ask you to put the letters in there so I know that one of you sent me a request. Okay? Not that hard to do. And if you don't want to get an email, if you don't want to sign up for our email blast program, but you want to know from time to time what's going on in the show, just sign up for the text messaging. Look, you can stop at any time you want to. I don't send them out every night because I find that very irritating. But just text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And we'll send you out from time to time, let you know the show's on, who's going to be on, that kind of stuff. All right. Let's get to it. We're still talking about it. Let me finish up this AOC thing, though. Because, really, they're going to start fighting from within. And Nancy's not going to, she is so used to people doing what she says to do, that these people are going to drive her nuts. Right? And when you look at all this stuff, you look at the arguments that they're having and how far left AOC is. And even though Nancy Pelosi's far left, she ain't as far left as Cortez. I mean, really, she'd have to get a cab and take it there. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The, you know, California, great, wonderful place to live. As your taxes start to go up, as things start to get out of, and they will, they'll continue to get out of control. If you build the same house in Texas that you want to build in California, well, you'd need $500,000 less. So collectively, Texas, Florida, California account for nearly one-third of all new building permits in the U.S. California is the most populous state in the nation, but it ranks number 3 when it comes to new home construction. In Texas, they have one new home community under construction, say, for every 10,000 people in Florida. I'm sorry, for every 10,000 people. Now, Florida, they build one new home community for every 20,000 people. In California, the ratio is one community per 45,000 people. Right? So people who build and sell substantially the same houses in Texas for $300,000 as they build in California for $800,000. This comes from the brokers. This is not coming from, you know, some right-wing or left-wing whacktoid group. California's unique. It's difficult. Not only homes. I mean, think about the difference in cost to build homes. What about to open a business, to build a business, to build a Burger King? It takes you 3 years by the time you're done, start to finish. You know, when you look at California's market, there's many reasons why it's so hard. According to the brokers, it can take 10 years or more just to get a master plan community approved for development. And it's a huge, humongous if that you'll even get approvals. Subdivisions that already have substantial conformance with local zoning laws can take 3 to 5 very expensive years. Additionally, California development fees are exorbitant. Home builders have to pay $25,000 to $75,000 in fees for a single home to build in some areas of the state. Let me say that again. They have to pay anywhere from $25,000 to $75,000 in fees just for a single home. That's just in fees. That doesn't include, you know, again, building the house itself. Finally, although California has plenty of land to construct on, there are many restrictions. You know, home builders, you can't build too close to the water, too close to the trees, it's just crazy. And God forbid they find some kind of plant or leaf on your property you want to build on that nobody's ever seen before, you could be in trouble. And if somebody planted chicken bones on the ground or put chicken bones in a small grave site 20 years ago and they find them, until they identify them, you ain't going no place. It's really that, I'm not joking, you people, it's really that bad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Everybody thinks that the EPA is bad. California's got this thing called CEQA. It's the California Environmental Quality Act. It mandates that the state and local agencies to identify the environmental impacts of their actions and to mitigate any controllable impacts. So if you want to build near a beach or you want to build in the forest, if some kind of group of birds migrate every 5 years and their migration path seems to be right over your house, you may have a problem. I think you have to put up, you know, runways, raceways, whatever, flags to make sure that they go in the right direction, because you might throw them off with the new house. You know, there's a Red Skeletons kid, Gertrude and Heathcliff, remember? Yeah, never seen that house before. Well, maybe in the wrong place. We should go back where we started, right? No, you just see it go back and forth. That's what they think. They think you're going to confuse the birds. I didn't know the birds that use, you know, ground markers to get around on. I'm curious. Now, California makes home building both a lengthy and expensive process. Texas to Florida help facilitate the application. They try to move it along as fast as they can. Right? They want you to break ground as quick as you can, get that tax money in there, and get people moving in. The housing shortage has resulted in home prices that are more than 2.5 times higher in California than in Texas. And about the same in Florida. Half of the California homebuyers pay over $537,000 for their home. In Texas, that same home costs you about $169,000. Wow. And again, we've got the weather. We're losing a lot of other things. When you look at the mileage and taxes that are going to be had, gas, mileage, and so many other things, it's just crazy. And it's hard to keep up with because they constantly have new taxes popping up on the books that they want to throw at you. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I know this was a couple of days ago, but I can't stop. This is just wonderful. I'm going to do it again just because I can. How do you like that? Remember Cortez was giving us all a history lesson a couple days ago? Does anybody know the reality behind this?
When our party was boldest, the time of the New Deal, the Great Society, the Civil Rights Act, and so on, we had and carried supermajorities in the House, in the Senate. We carried the presidency. They had to amend the Constitution of the United States to make sure Roosevelt did not get reelected.
Right. The Republicans. I want you to think about this. The Republicans, those sneaky, sly little devils, they amended the Constitution. They went in and they wrote up an amendment, they voted on it, they slapped it on there while the Dems were sleeping, apparently, to get the president out of office. The problem with that was they'd have to get FDR out of his grave first. He'd been dead 2 years by the time the 22nd Amendment came in. But the scary part about this is you look at the people that are in her audience and they're shaking their head, yeah. You're right, sister. Go for it. Yeah. Wow.
And, there were so many extraordinary things that were happening in that time that were uniting working people.
Yeah. She's just a real peach, isn't she? It's always amazing to me that we allow them to get away with this. Now, I know mainstream media is not going to call her out. As a matter of fact, they went ahead and tried to protect her. Right? They went ahead and tried to tell us what she meant. You know, during the commercial breaks, those guys are going to be slamming their head against the table going, oh, my God, why are we even defending her? Just keep going. And this is not the first time. Not only has she used fuzzy math, I don't think she's used earthly math, if you really want to get down to it. Right? Remember in December of last year, she claimed that Medicare for All could be funded by the $21 trillion in accounting errors made by the Pentagon. Yeah. We'll see how that works out. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You listen to Real Fat on GCN Live. A little strolling music for you, so you can grab your coffee and stroll back to the desk and listen to the show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. We're talking about AOC flubs. Right? I mean, they just keep coming. The hits, they keep on coming, right? I mean, seriously. And we should just keep doing that. Every place we go, when we see her putting that up, we have to have a field day with it. So, if the Pentagon, according to her, would use $21 trillion to finance, I don't know, Medicaid, Medicare, whatever, for all, man, this would be fun, right? The problem is that the Medicare for All costs over would cost well over $90 trillion. I mean, somebody tried to throw out a number at one point in time. It was going to be $18 trillion, and then it went to $32 trillion, and then. But the reality is, no. When people take a really hard look at it, you find it gets closer to 90. Seriously. During her town hall meeting, you got to love her. She steps all over herself on a regular basis. She said that her progressive movement was not like that Tea Party of the left, because unlike the xenophobic Tea Party, they don't call anyone names. Did that go too fast for you? unlike the xenophobic Tea Party, we're a name calling group. What did you just do, you person? 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. You know, you guys heard that Kirsten Gillibrand said that Social Security must be expanded to illegal immigrants because it's a human right? When did our tax money that we contribute to Social Security so that we have something to retire with, some menial little pittance of money to retire on or to help pay for food later on in life, when did that become a human right for every person on the planet to come to America to get? When did that happen? I must have missed the memo. What do you think? And she wants to be president. Another brain surgeon for your viewing pleasure. Right? This just doesn't stop. This is great. And then the other thing, somebody sent me something here which I thought was hilarious. I was talking earlier about President Trump, and they want 6 years of his tax returns. So I want you to think about this. I mean, let's just roll around in your mind. So you want to see the tax returns of a billionaire that became a politician, and he's lost over $1 billion. But you're not asking for the tax return of the average American that became a politician that became a multimillionaire. How does that work? Right? You got the bartender. Let's see what she's like in a couple of years. Let's see how much money she comes into in a couple of years. That would be interesting, don't you think? I don't know why we don't look at that. I want to know how they make so much money. Did they get investment help? Investment information? Is there some kind of class they go through when they're there? I'm just totally floored on a regular basis. And then think about this hypocrisy. This stuff, look at, you can't make this stuff up. It just gets better as you go. Georgia governor will sign abortion ban despite Alyssa Milano's protest. He is definitely not worried about what she thinks. Okay? And these are people that they want to protect chimpanzees. They want to protect all kinds of animals, but not kids. And it's so nice to see that happen. It's so nice to see. I mean, what, Coca-Cola and the rest of those companies are all going to pull out of Georgia now? Really? No, I don't think so. Milano films her Netflix comedy Insatiable in Atlanta, but she does not live in Georgia. When confronted by State Representative Tuesday, Milano admitted that she doesn't even live in the state. She can't vote there. So what is she doing? Shut up. Then she pointed a finger at the representative saying, "These are the men that are voting on what goes on inside my uterus." Actually, no. You can go to California and get your little abortion if that's what you want. Right? That's the other thing, too. I love that. Where are people going to go? Get a car, go drive to the other state. So I said to you, it's representative government. The people wouldn't have voted him in as governor if they didn't agree with what he thought. We're going to do everything in our power to move our industry to a safer state for women. Yeah, because nobody dies of abortion. I wonder if we threw Gosnell, you know, remember him, Dr. Gosnell? I wonder if we threw his numbers in to all the stats that you see on a regular basis. I wonder where the numbers would go then. And all the doctors that we don't know about, some we do, and we don't track the stats, but what about the ones we don't know about? Wouldn't that be interesting? Again, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. You know, I mean, seriously, this is just amazing to me on a regular basis the way these people operate. Hillary Clinton says that banning abortions will kill women. What about the girls that aren't born yet, Hillary? what about that little girl that makes it past the abortion attempt and she's laying there on that table? The umbilical cord's been cut. What about that little girl, Hillary? You okay with protecting her? I'm asking because I don't understand. I don't get it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, Virginia governor who supported the infanticide bill, right? Remember that guy there? He was the one talking about leaving the baby on the table. That was the one I really liked. I mean, and he said it with a straight face. We'll make it comfortable. What's an it? This wonderful human being, this brain surgeon, actually signed a bill to make animal cruelty a felony. I mean, this guy is disconnected from reality, isn't he? So when Governor Northam came under massive national criticism for appearing on a radio show supporting infanticide, right, he talked about keeping the baby comfortable, remember that? He defended a radical pro-abortion bill that would have allowed unborn babies to be aborted up to the point when the woman is about to give birth. And he went on to talk about how you could abort it after birth. Right? And then he went on, when people called him out about the comments, he went on to say, I'm not pulling back my comments. I stand by what I said. Then he goes in. Here we go. Current law requires that the animal needs to die before someone can face felony charges. Well, starting July 1st, after Northam pushed it, he approved an animal abuser could be found guilty of a Class 6 felony and go to jail. I'm just saying. The bill he signed also increased penalties for cruelty to animals. Look, I don't want you to be cruel to animals either. There's no reason for it. And yes, people should be made to pay a punishment of some kind. Maybe not the first time. Maybe they need a little help, a little understanding. But after a while, they do. If you get them second time, third time, what have you, there needs to be some real pain. You know, but killing a cow for food, I'm sorry, that's not cruelty to animals. Get over yourself. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know what's in the air on the East Coast, but these guys are getting worse and worse and worse as the days go on. We're going to, like I said, it's going to be a smorgasbord night. Hopefully we're going to have some fun with all this. You got John Podesta, again, another guy. His email, remember his emails were hacked by Russia? He says he thinks that Mueller did a great job. He says that, you know, he's going to accept Mueller's report. The conclusion. You got to love that. I mean, here's a guy that himself could have been under great scrutiny for what he did. Right? His emails were supposedly hacked by the Russians when he was chairman of Hillary Clinton's campaign. He said he accepts the conclusion made by the special counsel. I think he's a great professional. He did a thorough investigation, you know, and he also found that there were 100 incidents where agents of the Russian government talked to members of the Trump campaign, and there were 28 meetings. But he said nothing beyond that. Nobody acted on anything. But that's not, you know as well as I do, that's not going to make the left happy. They're going to want something. They smell blood in the water and they want something. But the problem is it's not blood. Somebody spilled a bottle of wine. They've got nothing. They've had nothing for all this time. They sure they were going to nail him with something. They got nothing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming up. Teen Vogue decides that the idea that the body is male or female is just flat out wrong. They are delusional. Join us in your host. We'll be back in a little bit.